heart is a museum of memories left behind. Just echoes in his heart and her ghost in his mind. Her picture in his hand, no ring on her finger. The bitter taste of loss in his inner soul painfully lingers. No endless love, no golden sand. Just one last trip to a distant land. Just warm grass and cold steel gripped in his teeth. To trade echoes of the world above for the silence down beneath. With one in the pipe, his eyes fade into black. He's one short breath, one heartbeat from never coming back. His silence shattered as his phone gently buzzed. To save his soul, God's hand reached down from above. It was his daughter, God sent with his love. The cold steel fell from his hand. God delayed his last trip to a distant land. Tears flowed like Noah's rain, as life coming back only sharpened the pain. The ache in his chest was a mountain he could not move. Nothing left to keep, nothing left to prove. He fell to the ground, his knees catching the way. He cried out, Lord help, too much to take. I surrender the girl, I surrender the ghost. I'm giving you the part of me that is hurting the most. Take this fire, take this heart of stone. Ooh, my Lord God, I cannot carry this burden alone. Then the air grew still as the calm before the storm. The air not cold was steady and warm. He felt a tug on his heart, a pull from deep within. A great weight was lifting from under his skin. The hand of God reached down from heaven above and took his pain. God's grace and love. As the sun set in the west, the gun at his feet, he looked up to heaven and finally found some peace. As he felt the peace only a rescued man knows, his eyes fell to his phone as its light glows. He picked up the phone and said, your pop is okay, I will be fine. God said, today is not the day. Then he walked toward the house, more ready to face the night, as the Holy Ghost was now providing the light. The Holy Ghost is providing the light.